with a new CD called Classic Meets Cuba. It's so intriguing that we've invited NPR's Fred Child to listen with us. He's the host of NPR's Performance Today, and we're here to play Name That Tune. Hi, Fred. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Leanne. Thanks for having me.
Okay, these are pretty well-known pieces and new arrangements.
I see. So these are classical pieces?
Classical pieces.
And Cuban arrangements.
Cuban arrangements.
And what's my job here?
Your job is to guess what the original piece was.
Oh, I see.
All right, we'll start with one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
That's very cute. I like that.
Isn't that good?
Idiomatically Cuban with great percussion. I believe that is the opening melody from Mozart's Symphony No. 40 in G minor.
Excellent. You win. Ding, ding, ding. A little bit of a lapel pin comes to you now. Actually, the CD has special titles for all of these tracks, and indeed that is Mozart's Symphony No. 40, but it's called on the CD Mambozart.
Of course it
you
is.
Like that.
What else could it be called?
Absolutely. You know, some of the folks who listen to us overseas might know this disc because it was released in Germany in late 2002, but it's just released in this country, and there are some 16 tracks on it. So are you ready? Now you've got Mozart, major composer. Ready for another one?
Let's try another one.
Okay.
Well, anyone who's taken piano lessons will know this one. I took piano lessons briefly when I was a kid. This is by Beethoven. This is a little bagatelle he wrote called Fürelise. I don't know if Beethoven ever heard it like this.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the CD itself. It's actually done by a group called the Klaz Brothers, K-L-A-Z-Z, and Cuba Percussion. Now, there's actually nobody named Klaz, but there are two brothers. Tobias Forster is a concert pianist from Germany, and his brother Killian is a principal bassist in the Dresden Philharmonic Orchestra. And drummer Tim Hahn is an honorary Klaz brother. Now, the story goes that their first tour of Cuba, they met up with percussionists Alexis Herrera Estevez and Elio Rodriguez Luis. And Estevez had worked with Compay Segundo from the Buena Vista Social Club, and Luis has played with people like Tito Puente. Now, here's one that we'll see if you know as a pianist.
That's beautiful. Almost sounds like it should have that slow beat to it. This is music by Chopin, Frédéric Chopin, who was a great pianist and wrote etudes, which are like study pieces. They're to help you learn how to play better. They're sort of finger exercises. But he wrote etudes that are not just finger exercises. They're beautiful to listen to. And this is an etude. I can't give you the exact opus number, I'm afraid, but it has a nickname. It's called Tristesse.
Oh, it's the opus 10, number 3. What do you think about this treatment of classical music?
This is interesting. I often have a problem when people try to do things like this and take classical tunes out of context and do them in other ways. But what usually goes wrong is they try to have it both ways. They try to make it, you know, for example, jazz and Bach. And I kind of think it has to be either one or the other. And what I like about these treatments is that they're really putting them in the Cuban style. They're using those classical melodies, but they're really playing them in idiomatic Cuban jazz style.
Here's a real war horse. And this one actually should be pretty easy. The first three notes kind of give it away, don't they? Oh, four notes.
Yeah, the most famous four notes in classical music, the opening of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, but they're already going in a very different direction with it here. Oh, that's fun.
Isn't that fun?
That's nice. And that it's got that great groove behind it.
It's got a good beat and you can dance to it.
Exactly.
Well, the CD is a lot of fun. We've been listening to cuts from Classic Meets Cuba by the Klaz Brothers and Cuba Percussion. It's on the Sony Classical label. And Fred Child, what a good sport you are. He is the host of NPR's Performance Today. Well done. What fun. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Leanne.